Net metering allows Rocky Mountain Power to redistribute the unused kilowatt hours generated by homes that use solar panels. Owners of homes with solar panels receive a credit per kilowatt hour of extra power. Alex Jopp installs commercial solar panels. He says that Utah's growing solar industry and the job creation that comes with it could take a hit from what he calls Rocky Mountain Power's aggressive policies toward net metering.
Rocky Mountain Power seems to view net metering as a threat to their business model. Solar might be a victim of its own success in that way, where in the past few years we've managed to build 1,489 megawatts worth of solar in the state, and that's enough to power 292,000 households. In other states where utilities have managed to really flex their muscles, you've seen a lot of those jobs basically overnight disappear.
Solar companies are hoping to get a better deal through the Public Service Commission, which regulates Rocky Mountain Power in the interests of customers. Jopp says that the commission's decision this coming fall could have long-lasting consequences for solar providers and customers.
It's essential that people get involved in this process so that we can protect energy choice in the state of Utah. We shouldn't destroy a thriving industry just to add to the profits of an out-of-state monopoly utility. In all honesty, this decision and what's being considered right now, it really is going to shape the path of renewable energy in this state in the coming years. You know, it might hold in place for, it could be a decade, who really knows. The fight that's happening in the next few months is pretty critical.
A report released by Rocky Mountain Power last year claimed that non-solar customers end up subsidizing net metering programs in millions of dollars. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.